feel like a cause of this more see Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas. We are learning how to worship the Bhaktas, trying to do Shravan Kirtan, other glories. See Bhagavan himself, the Shravan Kirtan of his Bhaktas glories. And he himself, he also empowers the Kirtaniya to sing of his devotees' glories. One Shiv Thakur, once Parvati Devi, she asked Shiv Thakur, "Hello, Prabhu, if some person wants to do bhajan, then because of this tendency to bhajan, I chant this Vishnu Sahasranam, Gopal Sahasranam, and I also listen to this Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj from you. I also recite that every day. So my heart is very happy. And therefore, considering me to be a dependent, give me some suitable education, shiksha, so that I don't be cheated. So I won't be cheated. I won't be cheated by my own speculation. Because even after listening to the verdict of the Shastras, then what do? We say, this is good for me. This is favorable for me. I like to go on this path. And then, but this is also like independence. See this instruction of Sri Guru, the verdict of the Shastras in this way. In this way, we should give due care to what they say. How am I going to follow their instructions? Because I don't know. Why am I being afflicted by these threefold miseries of samsara? How can I be delivered? Since those who are surrendered, they pray to Sri Guru. So Parvati Devi, she prayed to Shiv Thakur. Then Shiv Thakur, he saw, she was not a hypocrite. She asked with a lot of simplicity. Because so much time is spent in reciting this Gopal Sahasranam, Vishnu Sahasranam. In this way. So then Shiv Thakur, he said, then, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Radhanam Param Tasmat Prataram Devi Tadhyanam Sanavachanam. See, Krishna is a supreme worshipful deity. His worship is alright. But if you want to please him, then what should you do? Greater than worship of Vishnu is Tadhyanam Samarchanam. Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadhyanam Samarchanam. That you worship his Nijajans, his Bhaktas. Sadhu, the Vaishnav. His worship, the worship of the Vaishnav is the greatest. So he never said this. He said, you see, the Shastras also speak on how to worship Sri Bhagavan. The Sadhus also speak of this. But the Sadhu doesn't speak of his own worship. Guru doesn't say, worship me. Vishnu, Bhakta doesn't say, worship me. He's saying, no. Whatever I'm saying is the truth. In all three phases of time. So I'm speaking this highest truth. That even greater than the worship of Vishnu is the worship of the devotees. Still, Shivji didn't say the whole thing. He didn't say Madhyanam Samarchanam. He said Tadiya. He didn't say Madhya. But if someone considers us, someone may think that we are his, but do we think that he is mine? This is Madhya Bhav. So I am Bhagavan's. This is Tadiya Bhav. But Bhagavan is mine. This is Madhya Bhav. Very rare to find someone who will say Bhagavan is mine. Only Vrajavasis, only they have this Madhya Bhav. Everyone say that Bhagavan, I am yours, we are yours, you are my mother, you are my father, you are everything. They say so many things, but they don't say that you are mine, that I'll look after you, you are my responsibility. This is my dharma. So Shiv Thakur, he said, Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Then Parvati Devi, she said, oh alas, what have I done? Done something very bad. Chitraketu Maharaj, he came and I cursed him. And they say, he became a demon. How can I be forgiven? In many places I also had this doubt. Then I wasn't careful. So as long as one is not surrendered and he doesn't pray, and if you should not by force make someone worship, because then he'll disobey, he'll do avagya, he'll disrespect. This will also be a big offense. And therefore you should not do this. So today I asked, if you want to follow, you follow. Then I'll tell you later. Say Parvati Devi, then she said. Then, please give me some instructions for my well-being. Because I don't wish to be separated from you. Because then if I'm separated from you, I'll surely fall down. Who will save me, protect me? So that time, he said one more thing. That Harireva Sararadhya, that he is the God of gods. He should always be worshipped. He is most exalted. He is Parabrahma. Hari is everything. Remember one thing. That those who are under him, don't disobey these different gods and goddesses also. You should duly respect them. If you disrespect them, then there also limbs of Bhagavan. There is sevak, sevikas. No, they're always ready to follow his instructions. So by disrespecting them, disobeying them, the heart will become very dry. And slowly, you will become far. Therefore, don't criticize anyone. Don't listen also to anyone criticizing someone. Or this will keep increasing so much. And then one day, you will become, you will lose your godly nature. You will become very demoniac. Therefore, if you want to be clean, within, without, then knowing the devotees to be Bhagavan's, knowing everyone to be Bhagavan's dear devotees, don't criticize them. Sir Param Gurudev, he took his god brothers, he took his disciples and go preaching everywhere. Speak Harikatha, do Kirtan. Give everyone, impart good siksha to everyone. This is a duty of Sri Guru to look after the disciples, to protect them. and take them on this path of advancement. Only giving diksha and leaving them aside, this will not do. And then what else? They'll become orphans, they'll go here and there. And they won't have any samadha gyan. And then by not nourishing them with this bhakti ras, how will they advance on this path? So one day, Param Gurudev, he said, now all of you should become qualified and continue this vichardhara, Srila Prabhupada. Now I'm giving you sannyas. Take sannyas. So my Guru Maharaj, from the very beginning, he was always with Param Guruji. So he said, oh, I am very ignorant. I don't have any tattva gyan. I will not accept sannyas. How can I become equal to you? Become equal to Prabhupada's disciples. So then Param Gurudev called Pujyavatra Vikram Maharaj. I have to continue this line, this parampara. This parampara should not be destroyed. What is Sahajaya, Sakibiki? Everyone will follow in that direction. Therefore, this Devi Varnasham Dharma should continue this line. So, Nitrikama said, I am also not qualified. Then Param Gurudev called Gaur Narayan, said, oh, Gaur Narayan, you should take sannyas. Gaur Narayan said, I'm actually new. They're all more senior than me. So then Param Gurudev said, whatever I'm saying, you take sannyas. So then Gaur Narayan said, all right, if the seniors agree, then I also agree. But if they're not agreeing, then then what can I do? See, one person, he went to see how deep the pond is, and an elephant entered inside, the elephant drowned. All the horses, all the big animals drowned in that pond. The mosquito said, just see, there's no water there actually, I'm always floating on the water. But actually big animals are drowning there. You see the spiders, the mosquitoes, they're thinking, oh, I'm drinking the blood of everyone. No one can beat me, kill me. I will not be killed even if you boil hot water. And someone will enter inside and drink his blood. So, he's very exalted, the mosquito. Therefore, Maharaj said, what can I do? If they're agreeing, then I'll agree. And Param Gurudev became very sad. You know, this Dhara of Prabhupada will be lost. So then, Bhakti Kushal Narasingh Maharaj is God brother. He said, oh God brother, why are you so sad? He said, I'm not so sad. This Harikatha, Harikirtan is all going on nicely. And we are following this Vichardhara of Prabhupada. But I also desire that this line never stop. Keep continuing. So I requested them to take sannyas also. But none of them are agreeing. Then they said, alright, what they're saying is true. They're humble. This Trinapi Sunij Bhav is very good. But still, the order of Sri Guru should be followed also. They should also anyhow, because it's also good for their well-being. If they don't accept sannyas, then they might wander here and there. Someone might cheat them. So therefore I desire to give them sannyas. So Narasingh Maharaj said, alright. So then Bhakti Kushal Narasingh Maharaj came to Trivikram Maharaj. Said, oh Radhanath, you came to the temple to to seek shelter at the Lord's feet of Sri Guru. I surrender to him or not? He said, all right, whatever you say. So I should not transgress this order. He said, Guru is giving you this order. Because you should not deliberate upon his order. You should follow it. Or else you leave the ashram and go back to your house. Don't stay here. You should not go according to your speculation. As you come to the temple, and here also if you do as you wish, then this is also not good. What Guruji says, you should follow. Don't delay in following his order. Don't do Guru Avagya. This is one of the Nama Pradhas. Sadharinda Guru Avagya. Because Guru is Sadhu, number one. He's also Guru. Guru, he has all this power, all this potency. So if you're criticizing Guru, disobeying him, this is like Nama Parad, very severe. And how will you advance in bhakti? Then you'll be ruined. So Narasingha Maharaj chastised Trikram Maharaj. And with Narasingha Maharaj, he should roar like a lion. His words were also very strong. Even Trikram Maharaj started shaking when he heard Narasingha Maharaj speak. So Trikram Maharaj was trembling in fear then. Even he was perspiring so much. So then he said, go beg for forgiveness from your Guru. Go now and go follow his order. Or else because of this avagya, Guru avagya, then you'll suffer so much. You'll go very far away from him. Guru doesn't desire anyone's downfall. You should listen to him, whatever he says. So then Trikram Maharaj came and he offered pranam. And Param Guru Devi heard everything. How his godbrother was chastising him. And he folded his hands and he said, oh Gurudev, whatever you say, I'll do now. Now I will not speculate on anything. Whatever you want, I'll do. Narasingha Maharaj came to my Guru Maharaj, saying, oh, you're Sajjan Sevak. Prabhupada, he has offered you to Vinod Bihari, just as Mahaprabhu offered Raghunath Das Goswami to Sarup Damodar Goswami. So now the whole life you stayed with him, and now you want to oppose him. You want to do your own thing then? Or do you want to stay at his lotus feet with him? Follow his order. So then my Guru Maharaj, he would never say anything back. And Narasingha Maharaj said, let's go with me. Go and ask for forgiveness. You should not say anything. You see, if you don't follow him, what he's saying, rejecting him, this is a very big offense. It seems it's very small. But therefore, what will be the fruit of this avagya? Sen Param Gurudev, when he saw this, he was very happy. But then he was sitting down. He was weeping so much that I've never done avagya. There was no one to convince me. I was thinking, I was thinking that I was not so qualified. So Narasingha Maharaj said, will Guru Vaishnavas give you qualification or will you become qualified on your own? And Guru Vaishnavas have this adhikar in their hands. They have this power to make you qualified. And whatever they say, there is so much power there. So you should not speak in such a way. Whomever you accept as your Bhagavat Parikar, you should accept what he's saying. You should follow. They will give you the Shakti. How can you think of having Shakti yourself? So in Param Gurudev Bhakti Vijaya Jajavar Maharaj, he was only 24 years old when he took sannyas. Prabhupada told him he took sannyas. And Jajavar Maharaj said, oh, Bharati Maharaj, Nehi Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj, Sar Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, they were all so qualified. How can I'm just a small boy in front of them. everyone saying you're on, you're right, so it's new, how can you take sannyas? So then Prabhupada said, will you listen to them or will you listen to me? You let me think about this. Who will give this qualification? Will you think of getting this qualification on your own or I'll give you? So Prabhupada said, whatever I'm saying, you should listen. So Jajavar Maharaj, he was the last sannyasi of Prabhupada. Shankaracharya took sannyas when he was 8 years old. Madhvacharya, when he was 12 years old, he took sannyas. Vishnu Swami, they all took sannyas. Vishnu Swami's time, there were 1 lakh sannyasis. And everyone had this name, Vishnu Swami. Here they're saying, oh, there's only one Prabhupada, how can there be another Prabhupada? Anyone who's near Prabhu's lotus feet, he is Prabhupada. He'll make everyone else reach the lotus feet of his Prabhu, therefore he is Prabhupada. But you see, Vishnu Swami made everyone Vishnu Swami. He said, be not just Vishnu, he is Vishnu Swami. Shankaracharya, he also gave everyone this title, Shankaracharya. So in this day, Pungradev again called Gornarayan. And Narasingh Maharaj, he starts speaking to Gornarayan. He asked him, what are your thoughts? So then Gurudev said, you can give me black cloth, any color cloth you want. You can give me sannyas, you can make me naked, I can do anything you want. You can decorate me as you wish. I have no anxiety. I am not independent in this regard. Whatever you wish, I will do. So then, he invited all the Matvasis, all the Ashramvasis, his God-brothers. And then God Purnima in 1954, Param Gurudev gave them Sannyas Mantra and initiated them into this renounced order of life. And this Diksha that takes place during the Sannyas Mantra, one is called Brahman Diksha, one is called Vaishnava Diksha. So, even if one is not qualified for Brahman Diksha, still the Guru give them this adhikar and make them qualified for this worship of Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma. And say they accept him and give more and more Diksha. But Vaishnavi Diksha, what is Parakya Diksha? This is only given during the sannyas. The Guru Varga gave this during time of sannyas. So the meaning of sannyas is, so Param Gurudev, he spoke in a very beautiful way. He said, listen, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's not that he only took Diksha Sannyas and then he left Navdeep Dham, no. Because he's Bhagavan himself. So why does he care about small things? What some are saying, what others are not saying, no. He doesn't think about it. So Mahaprabhu, he thought that as long as the shelter of the Rajadevis is not had, then Chodatakaratana, Chodatakaratana, Chodataramagyan. So as long as you don't leave everything aside, become Ashkinchan, Nikinchan, then where is the Sharanagati? Then on all four sides, you're only seeing according to your mundane vision. You see, even if you take this root out, even if you root it out, still it will grow again. See, even if you root it out and even if one small root is present, then again it will grow into a plant. And if you burn it, still it will not be burnt. Similarly, this sansar vasana, this vishay vasana is like that. It will never end. Therefore, until patisutanra vratri vamanda divilingate antachita gata. And this is, the Godhav has said, the Swaja, Najapat, Dharma, Adharma, the gopis, they gave everything up. and the took shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that what is the meaning of the sannyas? That this is only one firm decision to engage in this Mukunda Seva Vrata. Mahaprabhu said, I wish to go to Vrindavan as a sannyasi and stay in the Nikunda Kunj and meditate on Radha Krishna's Leelas. Mahaprabhu said, if you cannot leave everything aside, then how can you offer yourself only and solely to Krishna? Because Krishna, he doesn't take anyone's remnants. He says, I want whatever I want complete. He said, I can never take shares. I don't say, oh, something is for others, something is for me. No, I want everything wholeheartedly. See, we've left so many of our relatives. We've left our wives, our children, our everyone else in this life. We become absorbed in that. Then we leave everything aside and take shelter of Prabhu. This is not something to show. Then he's sannyasi, prakrit, factual. So in this way, to obtain the foot dust of the gopis, Mahaprabhu, he said, this Paratma Nishtha, where does this Nishtha come from? When the Vrajadevis heard Krishna's flute, what did they say? Immediately, their family members, they locked the door from outside. They stood with a stick, saying, if you come out, then we'll break your legs. We'll burn you, but we'll not let you go outside. How can you go out in the middle of the night? Where are you going? Then the gopis said, all right, this body you're seeing, then okay, I'll leave this body behind and I'll go meet Krishna. And they left their bodies behind and they went to meet Krishna. So if they can leave their bodies behind and go to meet Krishna, then if we go with our bodies, then so many quarrels will take place. Therefore, you keep this body with you. We'll go without these bodies. They left everything. And they attained Krishna's lotus feet. So many millions, billions of them. So, but we are such cowards, such enjoyers that even we cannot offer everything to Bhagavan. We cannot surrender ourselves at his lotus feet. So how are we? What is our identification? Therefore, Mahaprabhu, he said, what is Atma Samarpan? Atma Samarpan tuve pade kari hoyenu parama sukhi dukkha durgalo chintarailo chodi ke ananda dekhi. Bhaktan Thakur is prayed in this kirtan, Atma Nivedan. I only wish to attain shelter at the Lord's feet, which bestows fearlessness, this nectar of fearlessness. I have offered myself to you. Bali Maharaj, he offered himself. But Bhagavan is saying, let me see if you've given something to me or not. Then he bound him by this snake coil, by the coils of a snake. And he had him thrown outside. Then Bali Maharaj says, matter of great fortune that he has bound me this way. Then Brahma, Prahlad, whose Bali's grandfather came. And they said, oh Prabhu, by taking your name, everyone is liberated and he surrendered to you, and what have you done? You've bound him by this snake. So they say, because Prahlad, he was his grandfather, so he had a soft spot for Bali Maharaj. He liked him very much. See, Narasimha, he took Prahlad on his lap and he started licking him. He threw Hiranyakashipu aside and he took Prahlad on his lap. You see, Prabhu, he tied Bali Maharaj. You see, if you tie a person by a rope, it's not so painful. But if you take a snake and tie it around the body, then what does the snake do? Snake wraps itself around the person and breaks all his bones from outside, elongates his body completely and then swallows him alive. Therefore, his Nagpash is very dangerous. But still, Bali Maharaj was not saying anything. He said, Prabhu, do what you want. आरो मेरा कभी जो है तुम अनित दास तो के प्रति अधिकार यू कैन किल मी यू कैन डू एनीथिंग यू विश लाइक पनिश मी व्हाट एवर यू शुड डू यू कैन डू वी हैव नो के वाई बिकॉज वी आर योर्स नाउ सो देयर व्हाट हैपेंड बली महाराजस daughter, family members, they became so angry at Vamandev. Who is this? Is Vishnu? Attack him. He's bound my father. You see, crow, what does it do? It eats something on the plate and it also pecks at that person. This Vishnu is like that crow, very ungrateful. So Vindhyavali, she was thinking, oh, he's so beautiful. What if he became my son? Then she said, if he was my son, I would have given him poison. So Bali Maharaj, he was surrendered. That was our concern. So everyone was requesting him, Prahlad, Brahma, Prabhu, at least now you give this mentality up. He said, all right, one condition. So this, and then Bali Maharaj said, in the Sutalok, Vamandev will always be with me. And he will correct me, discipline me, shower this bhakti rasa upon me. Or else, one gives himself today, one takes sannyas, leaves everything aside, and tomorrow, still he becomes like before. He starts commanding people, bullying. This is not good. You should try to follow sannyas dharma. And that time, on listening to the glory, the Harikatha of Param Gurudev, and seeing how surrendered Gurudev was, then all three of them got sannyas during Gaur Purnima. Previously, every year after Gaur Purnima, Param Guru Maharaj, he would take all his god brothers and disciples and he would go to meet Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, who was living at the time. And this way, they got so many instructions, orders from him. Then they heard this Bhagavad Katha Kirtan from him. And they said there'd be big assemblies and Param Gurudev would invite Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj to speak there. And he'd have everyone receive their blessings. Because Prabhupada Sri Thakur, when he gave him sannyas, he kept his name Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj. And there were such scholars. Even if you go all over Vrindavan, you cannot find such scholars. Such scholars there were. And also very Nishkinchana Kinchan. So much absorbed in their bhajan. So then Maharaj, Param Gurudev, took the three sannyasis, took some of his god brothers, because Chaitanya Sarasatmat is not very far from Devananda Bodhimat. It's only 10 minutes from there. 10-15 minutes. So then they came there. After taking sannyas, that time he should consider the danda to be Bhagavat Swarup and keep the danda with him. Not go naked without the sannyasi. Always keep the danda. And so they all went to the dandas. And then first they offered the danda to the ground and then they offered pranam. And they offered pranam. Sridhar Maharaj became very happy. Today my elder god brother Kesha Maharaj, he is continuing this Vichardhara of Prabhupada. And they say this parampara will always go forward, never be lost. Because that time there were no other sannyasis in the Gaudiya Math. That time Param Gurudev, he was one of the first disciples of Prabhupada to continue his sannyas line. Because Param Gurudev's elder brother Udloi Maharaj, he took Babaji Vesh. And sometimes Udloi Maharaj come with thousands of people and offers Ashtanga Danda Pranam to Param Gurudev. Param Gurudev would not even look at him. And sometimes Param Gurudev would go in front of his temple. Udloi Maharaj tried to come and offer Arati, but Param Gurudev would not even look. And Param Gurudev also said that if anyone goes to his ashram and eats something, drinks anything, then for 3 days they should fast. and they should cut their shika, throw their pramantrit away, and then after 3 days of atonement, then they'll get new diksha. Very strict. Because he left this Prabhupada sannyas and took Babaji Vesh, why did he do this? There was a reason for this actually. Not for his own selfish reason, no. Because all the 64 mutts then would have been lost. The time the Acharya Hari announced, if someone leaves everything aside, takes Babaji Vesh, then I'll give him all the 64 Gaudiya mutts. Or else, I'll give it to someone else, to the Babaji's. So it's a very precarious situation. So no one is coming forward, so then Odloi Maharaj put his thunder away, put white cloth on, and then he somehow collected this property of Prabhupada, and again started preaching again. So Param Gurudev, he said, Prabhupada never gave such Babaji Vesh, but here all are Babaji Veshes. So Param Gurudev filed a court case that they don't belong to the Gaudiya Math. So then when the summon came from the court, then Odloi Maharaji gave saffron to so many. He also gave sannyas to so many. And someone said to Param Gurudev, oh, you lost the case. He said, no, I haven't lost. I've actually won. I desire this, that they take saffron, take sannyas. He didn't wear sannyas cloth himself, but he gave sannyas to everyone. And he gave the sannyas vesh. So they say, this, you see, the foundation of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. This, to rescue it, to save it, is very important. This way we'll have to follow the Vichardhara of Mahaprabhu. See, in Kaliyuga, Mahaprabhu, when he delivered Chandgazi, he said that in Kaliyuga, this Ashwamedha Yajna is forbidden. And even sannyas is also forbidden in Kali Yuga. One should not accept sannyas, or else how can one protect these vows of sannyas? These five things are forbidden: Ashwamedha Yajna, Gomedha Yajna, horse sacrifice, cow sacrifice, sannyas, and then offering meat when your father has passed away, offering meat and wine. This should also not be done, offering them as oblations. And then trying to beget children from the wife of your elder brother. All these things are forbidden in Kali Yuga. What else is forbidden? You see, one's husband is dead. If you don't like your husband, and the wife likes the younger brother, and then begets children from him, this is also forbidden in Kali Yuga. And the son is thinking, who is my father? Who is my uncle? In this way. So in Kali Yuga, this is also forbidden. Before it could have happened, but not in Kali Yuga. So my Mahaprabhu takes sannyas then. You just see in Chandgazi, he had quoted this verse. And Mahaprabhu, then he took sannyas. Why? So Sridhar Maharaj, he asked this question. Mahaprabhu says sannyas forbidden, and why did Prabhupada start this sannyas? And Kesha Maharaj has also given sannyas to all of you. Now tell me, if this question comes to you, then what answer will you give? So then Narayan Maharaj, he will give this answer first. And then Trivikram Maharaj, and last, Vaman Maharaj. They will answer this question. Then he asked one more question. He said, you've taken sannyas, but this name is given Vaman Maharaj. So does it mean that you've become Vaman Dev himself? And you've become Vaman Maharaj now. You've become even greater than Vaman Dev now. Because you now become the king of Vaman. And become Trivikram Maharaj now. King of Trivikram. Trivikram means you've taken 3 steps now. So you are, it doesn't mean you also become Trivan. You have Narayan Maharaj. It doesn't mean you become Narayan. So Sridhar Maharaj was testing. So then first Gurudev offered Dhanavad Pranam Maharaj. to Sridhar Maharaj, Param Gurudev, everyone. He said, although you know everything and you can speak yourself, because although we are like ignorant children, still, since you're asking me, and if you're happy by my answer, and if you can correct my faults, then I can say something in front of you. And Maharaj, he said, there's this Karma Sannyas, Gyan Sannyas, and Nartam Sannyas, Vidvat Sannyas. Sannyas is not just a one type. And then there's Paramarthik Sannyas. So when Paramartha, Mahaprabhu himself has said, and just as the Vrajadevis left everything aside, Chodatana Jana Kalatra Sotanata Chodata Karamagayan Chodata Purushalman, they left everything aside and they took shelter of Krishna, took shelter of his lotus feet. So then Mahaprabhu, he said, as long as one doesn't take shelter of the lotus feet of the Vrajadevis, doesn't follow them, then until then, who will take responsibility? Who will take the shelter? He is Ashraya Vigraha. Just as they have followed and given the siksha, one should accept and follow. This will protect us, or else, who will take responsibility for us? No one will take. See, everyone is ready to hate, despise, abandon, but who will love, to accept, and engage them in Bhagavad Seva, and as I give the siksha, it is only possible for the Vrajadevis. Bhagavan, he has given this responsibility to them fully, so take shelter of them. So Maharaj, he started speaking then. Sridhar Maharaj became very happy. He said all these confidential instructions. Did Guruji teach you this vichar of Prabhupada? Prabhupada himself manifested all these things. So Maharaj, he said, Diksha Mantra Gayatri. First there's the mantra and then there's Gayatri. Just as there's Guru Mantra and there's Guru Gayatri. There's Gaur Mantra and Gaur Gayatri. There's Krishna Mantra, Krishna Gayatri. This way there's mantra. Guru Mantra is only meant for Sri Guru. But Guru Gayatri, in Guru Gayatri, the Guru Parampara, everyone is present there. Gayatri means the entire family is present there. So this way, without taking shelter of the lotus feet, then how will we cannot understand Sri Guru? Therefore, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri is given. And after reciting this Gayatri Mantra, then everyone will understand. Just as mother, she tells her son, that, oh, listen to your father. The uncle tells the son, listen to your father. So they say, who will make one understand the glories of Sri Guru, his mercy? So the others help him, the Siksha Guru and the everyone else. So the beloved associates of Bhagavan, like the Vrajavasis, Vrajadevis, they give proper instructions on how to serve Bhagavan, and they correct any faults that one may have. This Maharaji spoke on the glories of the Vrajavasis, Vrajadevis, and then he said, where will this bhakti ras be had from? Krishna's raso vaisa. Without this rasa, how can Krishna be served? It will be very dry then, or else it only lead to Brahmagyan. You may become very detached, become Brahmagyani, but how will Krishna be happy by this? వ్యాపిపోయేది రసమయ సేవ. యుడు నిర్జల ఏకాదశి, యు రినౌన్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, బట్ స్టిల్ హౌ ఇస్ ఇట్ ప్లీజింగ్ టు కృష్ణ? దిస్ ఇస్ లైక్ నెగటివ్. వాట్ ఈస్ ద పాజిటివ్ ప్లస్ పాయింట్? వాట్ హవ్ యూ డన్ శ్రీ భగవాన్? ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ ఎనీథింగ్, యూఆర్ ఫాస్టింగ్ ద హోల్ డే, సేయింగ్ ఐ యామ్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞాని, బట్ హౌ ఇస్ భగవాన్ సర్వ్డ్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఫాస్ట్ ద హోల్ డే? హౌ ఆర్ యూ వర్కింగ్ ఫర్ హిస్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్? బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ సరెండర్ టు లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ దేవి, దెన్ దెన్ దురజ్ దేవి మేక్ అస్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ అండ్ ఎంగేజ్ అస్ ఇన్ భగవాన్ సేవ. దిస్ ఇస్ ఫ్యాక్చువల్ సన్యాస్, ప్రకృత్ రియల్ సన్యాస్. సేయింగ్ ఐ డోంట్ బిలాంగ్ టు ఎనీ వన్ ఎల్స్, ఐ యామ్ ఓన్లీ శరణాగత్, వన్ పాయింట్ ఇన్ మై సరెండర్ టు కృష్ణ. సో మహారాజ్ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. శశిధర్ మహారాజ్ హీ సేమ్, నో ఐ నో దట్ ద లైన్ ఆఫ్ మై ప్రభుపాద్ విల్ నెవర్ బి బ్రోకన్, విల్ ఆల్వేస్ కంటిన్యూ. నో ఐమ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ దట్ ప్రభుపాద్ శక్తి, హూ షీ? షీ ఈస్ నైన్ మణి మంజరి రాధారాణీస్ పరంపర, సమ్ బిలాంగ్ టు లక్ష్మీ పరంపర, శివ పరంపర, సనక్ సనందన్ సనాతన్ పరంపర. రాధారాణి షీ బిలాంగ్ టు, షీ బిలాంగ్స్ టు విచ్ మహాపరం, టు విచ్ పరంపర? మహాప్రభు స్టార్ట్ దిస్ పరంపర, గౌడియ పరంపర. ద నైన్ మంజరి సెల్ఫ్ కేమ్ స్టార్ట్ దిస్ పరంపర అగైన్ ఎస్ ప్రభుపాద్. నో దిస్ పరంపర విల్ నెవర్ స్టాప్. See, even showing artificially will not do, it's become established in this position of Radhasya. Who wants to become Krishna's seva? Who has that sneha? Srimati Radharani and her parikas, they have this potency. So they say, Gurudev, you start speaking on everything. And then all the other sannyasis, all the followers of Prabhupada became so happy. Then they said, all right, now you stop. Tomorrow, we ourselves will come to Devananda Gaudiya. And there I will listen why this name, Vamandev Narayan Trikram, was given. So at the time, my Paramgurudev, he was sitting there. Because he was very senior, all the others would respect him so much. Everyone sitting down, they made him sit on the Vyasasana. Prabhupada, he was, Paramgurudev, he was laughing. So just see, such God brothers should be there. Who can look after their descendants, give this pure knowledge. And they say, you see, just chastising someone will not do. If there's no love, then what is the use of the chastisement? And then, like if you slap one boy, you should also take him on his lap. You should take him on your lap and love him. Or else his slap will become very, will become like a curse. See, if there's so much love, then only by this love will his desires be fulfilled. So then Mahaprabhu, so Maharaj, he became so happy. Shashidhar Maharaj. So then Paramgurudev said, tomorrow they'll answer your next question. But now they'll offer something to your lotus feet and they'll leave now. Paramgurudev told Shashidhar Maharaj. Then he said, like, this is also included within the 108 sannyasa names. Vaman, Trikram, Narayan, Janardhan. Every, the Bhagavan's names are present everywhere in 108 sannyasas. There's some names like Tyagi, Sannyasi, Shanta, Sadhu. They're also included within the 108 sannyasa names. So Vaman, Narayan, Trikram. You can... So Paramgurudev told Shri Maharaj, either you explain or you listen from them. So then all the sannyasis also present became very happy. So then they were saying, it's good such meetings are taking place. Then they told the disciples of Paramgurudev, all of you are listening to so much Tattan Siddhanta. So then immediately after this whole sannyas question was raised, then there was a Saudi Prapannashram. The Prabhupada's brother, Lalita Prasad, he built this Prapannashram. So when the sannyas happened, then they sent one letter. They said, oh, just see how Kali Yuga is. Now, there's nothing to be sunishta. No one is saying I am Vaman, no one is saying I am Trikram, one is saying I am Narayan. They're all becoming Bhagwan. They're all becoming avatars of Bhagwan. And even the Guru is like this. When the Guru has become Keshav, he sings of Keshav Dita, Manu Drita, Narayana Rupa, Trikasam Rupa, Jai Jagadish Hare. He says very explosive letter they sent. So then Bhagavan Gurudev, he wrote one response. He said, Saudi Shala, Bithair Kala. This is called Saudi Prapannashram. Then he says, Saudi Shala, Bithair Kala. In which way, there's when fault in the very foundation, in the root. Then how will they accept something which is good? If one is always drinking and he's lying down on the in the drain, then how will he know how beautiful nectar is, how sweet it is? In this way, this was published in the Patrika and everyone was distributed also. One copy was given to them. Then Sridhar Maharaj, he also asked one question. Well, how does Vaman Narayan Trikram? At Prabhupada's time, all the sannyasis, most of them, like Naimi Maharaj, Bharti Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, they were included within the Dasnami Sannyas, Sridhar Maharaj. 10 names of Sannyas. Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar is like Bhagavan's name, but Naimi Bharati, Sar, Paramahamsa, Jajabar, and Shauti, they're all the names before. So when they started this discussion, then Bhagavan Gurudev, he told Vijayatrika Maharaj. So then they're saying, oh Maharaj, if you're Trivikram, then show me a prowess. If one step has gone to Brahmalok, then one can also go to Patallok. And one came on Bali's head. So three steps were taken. So then, now before you had two legs, now you have a third leg also. Trivikram Maharaj had, this is three legs. So then Trivikram Maharaj, he said in a very subtle way, that Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan tiner smaranoi vigna vinashan. First, I caught hold of Guru's lotus feet. And then Guru, he offered me the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, the Bhaktas. And said, the Lord's feet of Radharani. And what Radharani do? She offered him at the Lord's feet of Krishna. So say, I never transgress Maya and try to independently accept. And they say, and they said, second step, he engaged in Radhasyam and Radharani offered me to Krishna. So they say, I've crossed all the three forms of prowess and now I have this Nitya Sevadikar. Sridhar Maharaj, when he heard this, he lifted his two hands and he started dancing in ecstasy. He said, oh, most fortunate all of you are. Just see how he's, just see, and you need such prowess. Vikram means prowess to cross over Maya. If you want to be, if you want to engage in this servitude, you should engage like this. Be established in Radhasyam. Catching all of Radharani's lotus feet, Radharani herself will, on that behalf of that person, say, oh, he should have some Krishna Seva. So this is Trivikram. So I want to listen more, even more. And they said, Maharaj said, Guru's Mool Swarup is Baladev Prabhu. Sa Swarup Santini Shakti. He is the predominating deity of this Chit Shakti, is of Sat Shakti. So when they say, by taking shelter of Sri Guru and Baladev Prabhu, he is Dham Swarup, Ashray Swarup, he accepts that person. And then, what happened after this? Yogamaya herself, Subhadra Devi, who is now different from Radharani. She makes that person attain lotus feet of Radharani. This way, Anusarupani Kre Shakti, Sevadhikar is given. Everyone gets this Shiksha on how to do Seva. The Yogyata is had. And then Krishna Seva is had after this. Therefore, as we start speaking so beautifully, and all the Vaishnavas in the Sabha became very happy. Now we listen tomorrow. This Narayan, meaning of Narayan, Trivikram, is very long. See how the assembly should take place before. Before you see, before now you see only Facebook comments, this, that, but before only that speak on the Shastras. Facebook means you show your face, saying, see my face. See my face. Is it the face of a monkey, bear, dog, cat, fox, jackal? Because see how I'm vomiting now on Facebook. Just see my words now. All the bad things of this world passing comments. And this way, all these things are happening. Only stool is coming out of his mouth. Is he a bat? What does a bat do? It passes stool by its mouth. So similarly, now everyone is passing stool on Facebook, saying very bad things on Facebook. Maybe they're not even born from a mother and father. Maybe they've not even, they're like illegitimate children. Or else how can they be so dirty, speaking such dirty things on Facebook? Therefore this is called killer. Like you see all these websites. There's Google. Google means there's Facebook. Before you see all the religious assemblies, they only used to speak about Shastras. These Shastras would be discussed. The Nitadham, Nitaseva would be discussed. How could this Chitbal be had? This Guru Bal. How can we become dear to the Bhaktas? Without Radharani, how can one have Darshan of Shyam? Shyam Sundar's Darshan cannot be had without Radharani. You can shout as much as you want, but Krishna can never be had without Radharani. His Seva cannot be had. Therefore, the Vaishnavas, they're very dear not just to Bhagavan, but to Radharani herself. They become Dini in Akinchan, and they become absorbed in this Radhasyam. Trikram Maharaj, Maharaj, they spoke very beautifully. And everyone was so happy in the assembly, touched their hearts. Before, when the Guru Darshan was published, I started for 2 years. I spoke Harikatha continuously for 2 years. Then they collected everything, then they published in English, then Italian, then Russian, and Chinese. In Hindi now published. In Hindi, there is no need. I'm saying, why should I do? Rashtra Bhasha is Hindi, national language of India. So then now again, I have to speak in Hindi. The specialities of Maharaj. So if Maharaj's mercy is there, then you can understand. Such specialities, glories are present. You see in Bhaktamal, very small stories are present, but also they're very instructive. All the lives, they're all present there. Small life histories. When I was in Puri for 6, 7, 8 months, every day, I used to speak on Hindu Shravan Kirtan. And that also is being prepared. But Maharaj's speciality is Achar, Prachar, Vichar. This is very beneficial for the world. I will listen tomorrow.